Meseches Peah, Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3:3. Hamachalik betalim lachim lashuk umakayim yveishim lagorin. If a person harvests his onions while they're moist to take to market, and he leaves mekayim, he maintains the yveishim, the dry ones, for the shuk. Now the word machalik has a few pshatim here. It's a strange word. The two pshatim basically that the bartender brings either is from the word to make smooth, like chalak. So machalik is a like hay field to cause to be smooth. That is to say that the field, when it comes to onions, have lots of greens poking out the ground. And when you harvest the onions, what's left behind is nothing. So the ground becomes smooth. So it's being like as if you're smoothing out the field. And therefore, there's a special verb for harvesting onions, machalik. The other pshat is like it's a lashon related to mechalek, to divide into two separate chalakim, two separate portions. So either way, again, the Mishnah is saying if a person's harvesting his onions in two stages, and the first stage he takes, for argument's sake, half the onions while they're still moist, and those are better for sale in the marketplace, and others he leaves in the ground where he's mekayim them until they grow drier, because once they're dry, they'll store better. So he treats it as if they're almost two different crops. Then it's analogous to, we had the case before, of two subspecies of wheat, say, where you treat them separately. You treat it as two separate crops in terms of the halachas of Peah. So here too, Nosen Peah le'elu atzman u'elu atzman. He'll leave two separate Peahs, meaning when he takes the first half as the first harvest for the lachim, the moist ones that are going to the shuk to sell in the market, those he will leave a pay on. And then when he makes a second harvest some weeks or months later, collecting the evasion, the dry ones, he'll make a second pay all over again. V'chein ba'afunim, v'chein ba'kerem. Same goes with afunim, some kind of bean. Perhaps those are garbanzo beans or chickpeas. Same thing. In any case, the point is, I guess, they go in two varieties. There's a moist way to eat them and a dry way to eat them, or they work well being sold moist and later on they're saved dry. Whatever the case, if he has such a produce of beans where he has them in two stages, he'll leave two separate payas, one for each stage. The chen bekerem, same goes in a vineyard. It's common to harvest one's grapes early in the season and then leave late harvest grapes later on. Late harvest grapes are much sweeter and they're better for like dessert wines and raisins and so. So he treats them as two separate crops because he has, you know, the same species of grape, but they're for different end games and therefore like two different harvests, and therefore he'll leave two separate payas. New thought. The Mishnah says, Hamedel, if one thins out his onion field, that is to say that he planted his onions very densely in the field, and kind of analogous to how one prunes a tree, taking away some of the fruit so the other ones will grow more fully. Here he's plucking out early some of the onions so the remaining onions will grow more fully. And the question is, when one does that, must he leave peah based on the total amount that grew originally, or only how much is left after he thins them out? So for argument's sake, let's say he had 120 square meters worth of onions, but he pulls out half of them, leaving, let's say, 60 square meters worth of onions. The question is, does he leave 1 square meter or 2 square meters worth of onions as peah? And the answer is, the Mishnah says, Hamedel, if one does thin out, since he's benefiting himself and the unequal to get healthy onions, Nosin min hamishayr al mashashir, he leaves on what he leaves behind, he leaves peah on what he leaves behind, on what he left behind, meaning what was plucked out early in the medal process doesn't go into the calculations of what is left for peah, because everyone benefits from those who pulled away. And those also, by the way, wouldn't be eligible for peah altogether because they're probably not machnis and akiyah, and they wouldn't store very well. They're still premature, undeveloped onions. Mishnah continues, Hamachalik me'achas yad. The bartender understands his preferred pshat here is, this means, literally means one plucks his onions out with a single hand, but it means for a single purpose. That is to say, he might have the harvest in two separate stages over time. He'll harvest the onions now and half he'll do in a month's time, like the first case of the Mishnah. But in the first case of the Mishnah, he had two different endpoints. The first early harvest onions were going to shuk, to the marketplace, and the ones he harvested later on were dried out and there for storage. Here, he's harvesting them for the same purpose, meaning he's harvesting half now and half in a month's time. Remember, onions will stay well in the ground, so it's sort of like refrigeration, so to speak, preserving the onions. But his end game is both the same for both batches, either to the shuk for sale or for a storage. Since it's for machlik ma'achas yad, for a single purpose, nosin min mishar al hakol, he'll leave one pay at the end, and what he left for the second half of the harvest, he'll leave a payah on that portion. He harvests a second on what he harvested on both fields, both harvests combined. So again, for argument's sake, if he had 120 square meters worth of onions and he harvested 60 now, when they're moist, and he harvests 60 later in a month's time, but it's also for the same purpose. When he harvests the second 60, he'll leave 2 square meters at the end as payoff for the entire crop together.